It's Tuesday, January 14, 2025.
The smoke coming off of these tracks, hundreds and thousands of homes that have burned, is about the worst possible air you could be breathing.
Los Angeles fires intensify toxic air pollution and housing shortages in Southern California.
That mis and disinformation, I don't think, advantages or aids any of us.
Trump and Republicans set off a firestorm of disinformation about the fires. Plus,
I expect that there will be strings attached to money that is ultimately approved.
Congressional Republicans threaten to withhold disaster aid.
All of those disaster politics and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Does the scale of devastation in Los Angeles indicate that we as a country are just simply not prepared for the realities of the climate crisis?
No, it indicates everything is just fine. Thoughts and prayers, drill, baby, drill. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, nothing to worry about. Everything out here is fine, except it isn't, and the fires continue. But you have been looking at some of the broader pictures of what we're going to be dealing with now out here in Los Angeles.
Yes, as we go to air, the entire Los Angeles region remains gripped in an unprecedented multi-day siege of simultaneous wildfires fueled by hurricane-force Santa Ana winds and an extreme drought. As the battle enters its second week, the nation is less than a week away from the inauguration of Donald Trump. Investigations are underway into the cause of each fire and the emergency response, including water pressure issues. Smoke pollution is a critical concern. Experts say that as man-made climate change increases the frequency and intensity of extreme wildfires, toxic smoke is also a growing factor. A retired L.A. County fire official on local news explains why.
The smoke coming off of these tracks, hundreds and thousands of homes that have burned, is about the worst possible air you could be breathing. Mm. Because all those plastics, all those synthetics, all those petroleum byproducts that are used now in modern construction have burned. And it's highly toxic and it's carcinogenic.
By some estimates, wildfire smoke now triggers nearly 700,000 premature deaths every year worldwide. Officials also warn that when and if delayed seasonal monsoon rains arrive,
if
they will bring new dangers of mudslides and debris flows in burn areas.
Great.
The Biden administration is surging federal aid to the region, but the wildfires have deepened the existing housing shortage in the state and has already led to spiked rents despite disaster price gouging laws. Mm. Tens of thousands will need temporary or permanent housing. There are also massive job losses at businesses that no longer exist.
Because they have been burnt down?
Yes. The corporate media has fixated on celebrities who lost homes, but the far larger pool of victims in devastated working class and minority communities increasingly fear that the fires will leave even deeper economic inequality in their wake. The fires are already projected to be one of the costliest disasters in U.S. history. Preliminary estimates put damage and economic losses so far at as much as $150 billion.
And imagine, had we spent $150 billion in Los Angeles alone to prevent this disaster, as climate scientists have been warning us for so many years.
Officials are very concerned about a broadening insurance crisis, as insurance carriers have already pulled out of some markets in California, Texas, and Florida. Here's FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell on CNN Sunday.
These types of catastrophic risks, these fire risks, they are increasing. You know, we're seeing the change coming from climate change, and we're seeing more significant severe weather events. That's what we're seeing here in California. Without insurance, people are not going to have the tools and the resources to help rebuild their lives.
California's insurance commissioner issued a one-year moratorium prohibiting insurance companies from canceling policies or refusing to renew in areas devastated by the wildfires. Disinformation is also spreading like, well, wildfire. Mm. Climate scientists have the receipts showing that climate change orange is the accelerant for the L.A. fire emergency. But with just days to go before his second inauguration as president, Donald Trump is politicizing the tragedy, lying about the fires and the emergency response to smear his political rivals and distract attention away from climate change.
So, what he always does.
Republican politicians and right-wing media are amplifying the baseless claims, just as they did over the federal response to catastrophic Hurricane Helene in North Carolina. Several congressional Republicans have already threatened to withhold aid from the state. California Governor Gavin Newsom has launched a website to debunk the flood of Republican disinformation at gavinnewsom.com. Even after this round of fires is out, there will be broad and long-term impacts for the city, the state, and the nation.
And the disinformation will continue, I suspect, for years. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.